With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump holds a second news conference in as many weeks, this one at his golf club in New Jersey.
Former President Donald Trump, at his news conference Thursday, complained about the gag order he remains under in his New York criminal case. Trump said the judge does not want him to speak about the case, quote, because what I say is so devastating and so horrible for him. Trump, who was convicted in May, has unsuccessfully appealed to lift the gag order. Earlier Thursday, he asked the judge to put off his sentencing until after the November election. At the same news conference, Trump said he'd like former rival Nikki Haley to campaign for him. He also said he feels entitled to insult Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Biden administration signed deals with pharmaceutical companies claiming it will knock down the list prices for 10 of Medicare's costliest drugs. Pharma spokesman Robbie Zirkelbuck says the announcement is all about the upcoming election.
Government bureaucrats get to decide what they think the price of the medicine should be. And these prices are coming out 2 months before an election. And we're kidding ourselves if we think that political factors weren't impacting how and why they set the prices the way that they did.
Also at SRNnews.com, Facebook and Instagram parent Meta platform shuts down CrowdTangle.
It was a tool widely used by researchers, watchdog organizations, and journalists to monitor social media posts, notably to track how misinformation spreads on its platforms. The shutdown was protested by researchers and nonprofits. Dozens of groups, including the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Digital Forensic Research Lab at the Atlantic Council, and Human Rights Watch, sent a letter to the company asking that it keep CrowdTangle running through at least January, so it would be available through the U.S. presidential elections. Jeremy House reporting.
SRN News. Surveys show that abortion bans work.
Total numbers of abortions in this country have gone up and down since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade in 2022. But one thing is clear. In states where abortion is banned, there are a lot less abortions. Pro-life advocates point out that the goal of repealing Roe was simply to let individual states have the freedom to decide the issue without federal interference. Some states are banning abortion while others are promoting it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Further proof of pornography's infiltration of the internet and sports. A growing number of Olympic athletes admit they are financing their training through a particular website that essentially allows people to produce amateur porn. The International Olympic Committee does not seem concerned about the situation. IOC spokesman Mark Adams said, I would assume athletes, like all citizens, are allowed to do what they can. This is SRN News. A memorial service is held in Tokyo on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II.
Japan's prime minister has vowed to step up his country's efforts to defend a rules-based international order in a peace pledge made on the 79th anniversary of Japan's defeat in World War II. At a solemn ceremony at Tokyo's Budokan Hall, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said, we must never again repeat the devastation of war. He said Japan will stick to the country's post-war pacifist resolve whilst endeavouring to resolve difficult global issues. Kishida accelerated Japan's military build-up and spending as the country further deepens military cooperation with the U.S. I'm Karen Shamas.
Southern California is rattled by another earthquake. A 3.9 magnitude quake struck just outside the city limits of Lake Elsinore Thursday morning. More details at SRNnews.com.